Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:37, it's good morning again to Darren.
Audrey, thanks a million. It's a pretty big week for the Irish men's soccer team, who are back in Nations League action this week. They're away to Finland on Thursday. Then it's on to Greece for a meeting on Sunday with them. The record so far, 2 played, 2 losses, unfortunately. I think the England one was always going to be, you know, a predictable loss, maybe, just given their stature in the game at the minute. But the Greece one was really disappointing, wasn't it? This, though, an opportunity to get some points on the board. The Finns have lost their opening fixtures as well. And we're going to hear now from Evan Ferguson, who's only won, believe it or not, 1 competitive game in an Irish jersey, and that was against Gibraltar. I think that maybe highlights the run of indifferent form that this team is on. He feels, though, that his side will click soon.
Yeah, maybe it's probably just from the fact that we've not picked up the results that we've sort of wanted, you know what I mean? I think it could be a confidence thing. Like, I think when we get the ball rolling and we pick up points and get a few wins, then it could be a different story. But I think it's easy to look at the negatives when you're not doing well. Yeah, I think everyone feels confidence. Like, no one wants to come in and lose 2 games, you know what I mean? So I think we just need to come together, realise where we are, and go from there.
Finland against Ireland, live on Game on 2FM and RT2 television. Lots of speculation about the future of Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag this morning in the newspapers. The talk is a final decision will be made on his future today. A number of the papers suggesting that if he does go, Thomas Tuchel is ready to replace him. In cricket, the Irish men's team wrapped up their ODI series with a win against South Africa. Now, they lost the opening 2 encounters, and the Irish had a 69-run consolation win yesterday. It is, however, a significant one because it's just our second time to beat the South Africans. Next weekend, we'll see 2 all-Irish clashes in the URC. Leinster host Munster at Croke Park, and it's Ulster at home to Connacht. The Croke Park game takes place on Saturday, 5:45. It's live on Radio 1 and RTE2. And believe it or not, 74,000 tickets sold already for this one. What a game this is going to be. Leinster assistant coach Robin McBride has been talking to Michael Corcoran about the Croke Park experience. He said that historian Paul Rouse paid them a visit yesterday to brief the group on the history of the stadium, but the Leinster camp are keen not to let the occasion take over.
You know, if you take your eye off the ball, if you're not quite on the money intensity wise, if you get a little bit sidetracked with all the whatever's being thrown out there in the press and you guys build it up, whatever, you can get lost in it. We had a good chat this morning. Paul Roos, he came in, you know, and he gave us a good understanding of Croke Park and the history. But one of the main messages was don't make it out to be anything more than what it actually is. You know what I mean? It's a game of rugby. It's a great place to go and play, but don't get lost in it. You know what I mean? You've still got to go out and play.
So at some stage this week, will RJ Snyman give you a pot of the history of Munster and what to expect from them? You know, maybe something that maybe you didn't know.
Well, I'll ask the question anyway. But just on RG, I mean, it was his first game last week, and I thought he equipped himself very well. You know, he ran the line out for us, and he's been very open. I found him great to work with to date. And it's good to have that mix there amongst the Irish players. I mean, when you think it wasn't that long ago, he was on the opposing team, both him and James Ryan calling lineouts against each other. So to have that type of relationship forged, playing on the same team, you know, it's great. It's great, but you know, I don't think you need me to fuel any more fire that's already be out there.
Yeah, it's going to be some contest on Saturday. Now, the Irish women's rugby team play their final game of the WXU1 campaign against USA on Friday. We lost to Canada at the weekend, one of the best sides in the world. So England's shootout with the Canadians this weekend, that'll decide the winners of this competition. Ireland currently 3rd, level in points with France. Just 4 behind, though, the second place Canadians. And despite the loss, second row, Fiona Toot, wants this group to build on their fine work so far.
Squad are feeling pretty good. Some tired bodies out there. We're real focused on getting refreshed this week and getting back in action for the USA game. Yeah, we take an awful lot from it. It was a really, really tough game. It was a really physical battle. We expected that from Canada. They're a really, really strong team, one of the best in the world. We take a lot from it. you know, there was areas that we could definitely could have, you know, could have been stronger in, and we've a lot to improve on now for the USA. Yeah, we're expecting a really big challenge again from the USA. They're a physical team. They've got some really good athletes, a couple of their sevens players back in. But we focus on our game. We know what we need to bring. You know, we focus a lot on our physicality, and we really saw that against New Zealand and against Canada. So really excited to bring that again to light things up on the wings as well when we get those opportunities.
Yeah, let's hope they can go out on a high as well. And two retirement announcements made yesterday. Three-time All-Ireland winner Patrick Bonnemar has departed the Tipperary hurling scene after 16 years. What a servant he has been for Tipperary hurling. And Claire Crime, we wish her the best as well. The Irish diver, 30 years of age, our first ever senior championship medal winner at the European Champions. That was back in June. Just missed out on qualification for the Olympics, but we wish them well. Finally, racing today is at Galway, and the action there gets underway at 2:15.